This article is brought to you by the best-selling Booksie Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to deliver feedback using formal, standard, and casual registers depending on the situation. Match your feedback register to the moment, and it lands every time. In short, after reading this, you will know how to choose the right feedback register for any situation. And deliver your message with clarity and confidence. Match your register to the relationship, setting, and seriousness of the issue. Use the SBI method to structure formal and standard feedback conversations. Always focus on observable behavior, not personality or assumptions. Definition: deliver feedback registers refers to the practice of choosing a formal, standard, or casual communication style when giving feedback, based on the situation, the relationship, and the stakes involved. The right register makes feedback clear, respectful, and far more likely to be heard. You have been in this situation. You gave someone feedback and watched their face close like a door. The words were right. The intention was good. But something went wrong before you even finished the sentence. They heard something you did not say. Most people never figure out what happened. They blame the other person. They tell themselves some people just cannot take feedback. Here is what I have learned after decades of giving and receiving feedback in organizations, on teams, and across cultures. The words really fail. The register does. Choosing the wrong tone for the situation is the single most common reason that well-intentioned feedback lands like a reprimand, or worse, like nothing at all. In Say It Right Every Time, I cover this in Chapter 5, where I write that feedback is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used to build or to destroy. The register you choose determines which one it does. In this guide, you will get a clear, practical process for how to deliver feedback registers correctly so your message reaches people the way you intend it to. If you want to understand the broader principles behind performance conversations and feedback loops in the workplace, how leaders can model effective feedback behavior is a strong place to begin. Why matching feedback to the right register is harder than it looks. Knowing you should adapt your tone and actually doing it in the moment are two entirely different things. Most people understand, in the abstract, that feedback should feel appropriate to the situation. But in practice, we default to whatever register feels safest to us personally, which is rarely the one the other person needs. Here's what I've observed most often, and what I have struggled with myself. The stakes cloud your judgment. When feedback feels important or overdue, you instinctively raise the formality, even when that formality signals punishment rather than support. A colleague who made a small error does not need a boardroom tone. Your own emotional state bleeds into the register. If you are frustrated, your casual register turns sharp. If you're anxious, your formal register turns stiff. The register you intend and the register you deliver are often different things. Relationship history complicates the read. You may think you're close enough with someone for a casual correction. They may feel the opposite. Misreading the relationship is one of the most common causes of feedback that offends. Vague feedback hides behind any register. As I explain in Say It Right Every Time, vague feedback is useless feedback, regardless of how warmly or formally it is delivered. Specificity is a requirement, not a courtesy. Fear of conflict forces false informality. People soften serious feedback with overly casual language to avoid tension. The message gets buried, the behavior continues, and resentment builds on both sides. The goal is not to eliminate these difficulties. It is to build a system that works in spite of them. The foundation. What you need before you start. Before you begin, there are three things that need to be clear. Skip these and the register you choose will not matter. Number one, know your intention. Before you open your mouth, ask yourself whether this feedback is genuinely intended to help the other person. And Say It Right Every Time, I frame it plainly: giving feedback is a responsibility, not a right. If your intention is to vent, punish, or prove a point, stop. Adjust your intention first. Your register will reveal your motive whether you want it to or not. Number two, know your relationship with this person. The formal, standard, and casual registers map roughly onto levels of professional distance. Formal is for greater distance, higher stakes, or less familiar relationships. Casual is for closer relationships with lower stakes. Knowing where you stand helps you choose correctly. If you are unsure, err toward standard. Number three, know the setting. Feedback delivered in public, even in a casual register, rarely lands well. Feedback in a one-on-one meeting can bear a formal register, without feeling like an attack. The setting shapes how the register is received, sometimes more than the words themselves. Get these right first. The steps that follow will not work without them. Step 1. Identify the register the situation requires. This step is the one most people skip, and it is the one that causes most feedback to go wrong. Before you prepare what you are going to say, you need to decide how you are going to say it. 3 registers are available to you: formal, standard, and casual. Each has a distinct purpose, and choosing the wrong one sends an unintended signal before a single piece of feedback is delivered. Use this framework to decide. Number 1. Formal register is for performance reviews, documented concerns, feedback to or from senior leadership, and any conversation that may have consequences or require follow-up. It is precise, structured, and professional in tone. Number 2. Standard register is for most everyday feedback conversations, peer-to-peer feedback, and situations where the relationship is professional, but not overly close. It is direct without being stiff. Number 3. Casual register is for quick, in-the-moment corrections with people you know well, positive reinforcement, or low-stakes observations that need no formal structure. Number 4. Ask, is this feedback about a serious or recurring issue? If yes, formal. Is it a one-off, low-stakes concern between peers? Standard. Is it a quick, genuine moment of recognition or a small course correction with a trusted colleague? Casual. Example, a manager notices that a team member has been consistently cutting off others in meetings. This is recurring and affects team morale. The situation calls for a formal or standard register, a private conversation with structure and specific examples, not a casual aside in the corridor. Once you know your register, you have your starting point. Everything else follows from this decision. Step 2. Prepare your opening with specificity. Vague feedback fails in any register. Before you sit down with someone, you need to know exactly what you're going to say and what specific behavior you're addressing. In Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, I describe specificity as a requirement for helpful feedback. An opener that says, I wanted to talk about how things have been going lately, is not feedback. It is an invitation to anxiety. Your opener must name a situation and a behavior, nothing more. Here is how to prepare. Number 1. Write down the specific situation you are referencing, the date, the meeting, the project, the interaction. Number 2. Write down the specific observable behavior, what you saw or heard, not what you assumed or interpreted. Number 3. Write down the impact of that behavior on you, the team, or the work. Keep it factual. Number 4. Keep your opener to 2 or 3 sentences. Longer openings increase the likelihood the person becomes defensive before you reach the point. Number 5. Do not rehearse a script word for word. Rehearse the structure so your language can stay natural. This preparation protects you from 2 common failures: rambling, which dilutes the message, and vagueness, which makes the message impossible to act on. Whatever register you've chosen, specificity makes it land. How to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it explores how this specificity applies in team dynamics, which is worth reading alongside this step. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Step 3. Use the SBI method to structure the feedback itself. The SBI method is the backbone of effective feedback delivery in formal and standard registers. I introduce it fully and Say It Right Every Time, and I have watched it change the quality of feedback conversations in organizations of every size. SBI stands for Situation, Behavior, and Impact. It gives your feedback a shape that is observable, objective, and free of personal judgment. Here is how to apply it. Number 1. Situation. Name the specific context. In our leadership meeting this morning or during the Q3 project review last week. Number 2. Behavior. Describe only what you observed, not what you felt about it, not what it says about the person. You did not leave time for questions at the end. Number 3. Impact. State the consequence. Several of the VPs had questions that went unanswered, and it made us look unprepared for their feedback. Number 4. Invite a response. End with an open question. How can I help you with that? Or is that something you would be open to? Number 5. Adjust the formality of your language within this structure to match the register you chose in step 1. Script formal register, giving constructive feedback to a direct report. I would like to talk about the presentation you gave to the leadership team this morning. I noticed that you did not leave any time for questions at the end. The impact was that several of the VPs had questions that went unanswered, and it made us look like we were not prepared for their feedback. In the future, I would like you to plan to end all presentations with at least 10 minutes for Q&A. How can I help you with that? The SBVI structure works because it keeps the conversation anchored to behaviour, not personality. For a deeper look at how to apply this framework across team settings, how to use the SBVI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides takes the method further. Step 4. Calibrate your language to the register. The SBVI structure stays the same across all three registers. What changes is the language you use to deliver it. This is where many people lose the thread. Calibrating your language means adjusting your word choice, sentence length, and directness to match the register you've chosen. A formal register uses complete, precise sentences. A casual register uses shorter, warmer phrasing. Standard sits in the middle, professional, but human. Here is how to calibrate. Number 1. Formal. Use full names for roles and responsibilities. Avoid contractions. Be direct but measured. I would like to discuss the impact this has had on the team's work. Number 2. Standard. Contractions are fine. Plain language preferred. Some warmth in tone. I wanted to bring something up because I think it would help us work better together. Number 3. Casual. Short sentences. First names. Conversational rhythm. Hey, I wanted to mention something. It is small, but it matters. Number 4. Avoid dropping register mid-conversation. If you started formally, stay formal until the close. Switching registers mid-feedback creates confusion about the seriousness of the conversation. Number 5. Read the other person's body language. If they have tensed up significantly, a brief moment of warmth in your tone, without abandoning the register, can help keep the conversation open. Tone in written feedback requires the same calibration. If you're delivering feedback by email or in a written review, tone in email communication. The unspoken message addresses how register carries across in writing. Step 5. Invite response and listen without defending. This step is where feedback becomes a conversation rather than a verdict. It is also where most people undo the good work they did in the previous steps. After you have delivered the feedback, your job is to stop talking and start listening. Not listening for confirmation. Not listening for an opening to restate your point. Listening to understand what the other person actually heard and how they received it. Here is how to do that. Number 1. After your closing question, go quiet. Resist the urge to fill silence with more explanation. Number 2. If the person becomes defensive, acknowledge their reaction before you respond. I hear that this feels unexpected is not agreement. It is respect. Number 3. If they disagree, use the standard register script from Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time. I hear what you're saying, and I can see why you would feel that way. The way I experienced it was a bit different. Can I share my side of the story? Number 4. If they receive the feedback well, thank them genuinely. The courage to hear honest feedback is not a small thing. Number 5. If the feedback surfaces something that requires deeper conversation, agree a follow-up time rather than trying to resolve everything in one sitting. Script receiving surprising feedback. Formal register. Thank you for sharing that with me. I will be honest, that is a bit of a surprise to hear. I need some time to process it. Can you give me a specific example of when you have seen that behavior so I can better understand? This step matters because the amygdala hijack, as I name it and say it right every time, is real. When people feel criticized, the brain's threat response can take over before rational thought has a chance. Your register, your tone, and your willingness to listen are the things that keep that door from slamming shut. How to handle conflict during meetings covers what to do when that defensive reaction escalates into something more. Step 6. Close with clarity and agreed next steps. A feedback conversation without a clear close is an open wound. Both people walk away uncertain about what was agreed, what comes next, and whether their issue is resolved or merely deferred. The close does not need to be lengthy. It needs to be clear. Your register here should match the register you used throughout. Dropping to an overly casual close after a formal conversation can undercut the seriousness of the message. Here is how to close. Number 1. Summarize what was discussed in one or two sentences. Do not restate the full feedback. Just name the core point and what was agreed. Number 2. Name any specific change or action that was agreed. Going forward, you will plan for 10 minutes of Q&A at the end of each leadership presentation. Number 3. If relevant, name when you will follow up. A feedback conversation without a follow-up plan is just a venting session. Number 4. Thank the person for their time and their openness, genuinely and proportionally. Number 5. End the conversation. Do not linger. We've opened the feedback, or soften it retroactively. The performance review, as I explain and say it right every time, should be a summary, not a surprise. If you have been having these conversations with clear closes throughout the year, the formal annual review becomes a formality rather than a reckoning. The role of communication in meeting success explores how these conversational structures translate into broader meeting contexts. Step 7. Follow up to show the feedback mattered. This step is the one that separates one-off feedback from an actual feedback loop. Most people give feedback, feel relieved it is over, and move on. The person who received it is left wondering whether anything changed or whether the conversation meant anything at all. Following up is not about checking up. It is about showing that you took the conversation seriously enough to notice what happens next. Here's how to follow up effectively. Number 1. Set a reminder for yourself to revisit the topic within 2 to 4 weeks of the original conversation. Number 2. When you observe the person applying the feedback, name it specifically. I noticed you left a full 15 minutes for questions today. That made a real difference. Number 3. If you are the one who received the feedback, follow the standard register script from Chapter 5. Remember how you told me I need to be more proactive? Well, this week I took the initiative to map out a project plan for the Q4 initiative. I have sent it to you for your review. I would love to know if that is the kind of productivity you were talking about. Number 4. If the behaviour has not changed, return to the conversation using the same structure. Do not raise the formality unless the situation has become more serious. Number 5. Document your follow-up, especially in formal register situations. This protects both parties and creates a record of genuine support rather than punitive monitoring. For a structured way to turn feedback follow-up into a development plan, how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan gives you a complete framework that works naturally alongside the steps in this article. Adapting this process for remote and hybrid teams. Remote work changes the conditions of feedback without changing the need for it. The register you choose still matters. What changes is how that register is expressed when tone cannot be read in person. In video calls, formality requires more explicit signalling. When you cannot rely on the full weight of your physical presence to communicate seriousness, you need to say more directly that this is a formal conversation. I wanted to set aside some focus time to talk about something specific signals formality more clearly than a meeting invite alone. Casual register is harder to land in writing. A quick, warm message in the corridor translates poorly into a Slack message. Short written messages strip out vocal warmth and leave only words. If your casual feedback reads as blunt in text, switch your brief video or voice message instead. No device zones matter more, not less. I describe the no device meeting in Say It Right every time, and the principle carries fully into remote feedback. Checking email during a video feedback conversation is visible. The person on the other side can see your eyes moving. Close everything else before you begin. Timeliness is even more important in distributed teams. When you cannot catch someone in the hallway after a meeting, feedback that is delayed by days loses its connection to the moment. Act on the feedback as close to the triggering event as you can manage. The core process holds in every environment. Only the execution changes. Common mistakes to avoid when delivering feedback. Let me tell you about the mistakes I see most often. I have made most of them myself. The mistake: using a formal register as a weapon when a standard register would have served the same purpose. Why it happens: formality can feel like authority, and some people reach for it when they want to feel in control of a difficult conversation. What to do instead? Ask yourself whether the register you're choosing is for the other person's benefit or your own. If it is for yours, dial it back. The mistake: giving feedback so casually that the other person does not realize it is feedback. Why it happens: fear of conflict makes people bury honest messages inside jokes or offhand remarks. What to do instead? If something needs to change, say so clearly. Casual register does not mean unclear message. The mistake: focusing on personality rather than behavior. Why it happens: behavior is observable and specific. Personality feels like the root cause. But attacking personality shuts the conversation down immediately. What to do instead? Name only what you saw and heard. Use the SBY structure every time. The mistake. Delivering vague feedback and calling it done. Why it happens. Vague feedback feels less confrontational to give. It is also completely useless to receive. What to do instead? If you cannot name a specific situation and a specific behavior, you're not ready to give the feedback yet. The mistake. Switching registers mid-conversation without realizing it. Why it happens. Anxiety or an unexpected reaction can push you to either formalize or oversoften your tone mid-delivery. What to do instead? Commit to the register you chose before the conversation began. A steady register communicates confidence and respect. These are not character flaws. They are gaps in the system. Fix the system. Your practical checklist for delivering feedback across registers. Use this checklist before you begin and after each cycle. I have identified whether this feedback requires a formal, standard, or casual register. I have confirmed my intention is to help, not to vent or to assert authority. I know the specific situation I'm referencing, including when and where it occurred. I can describe the specific observable behavior without interpreting motive or personality. I can name the concrete impact of that behavior on the work, the team, or myself. I have prepared my opening using the SBY structure. I have calibrated my language to match the register I chose. I have a closing question ready to invite the other person's response. I have a plan for what to do if the person responds defensively. I have set a follow-up reminder to observe and acknowledge progress. I am delivering this feedback in private, or at minimum, in an appropriate setting. I am prepared to listen without defending my position. If you cannot check most of these, that is your starting point. Summary and next steps. You now have a process for choosing the right register and delivering feedback that reaches people rather than shutting them down. You can name the situation, describe the behavior, state the impact, and follow up in a way that shows the conversation meant something. Here is what to carry with you. The register you choose before the conversation shapes how the feedback lands more than the words themselves do. Formal, standard, and casual registers each serve a purpose. Choosing the wrong one sends an unintended signal. The SBI method keeps feedback anchored to observable behavior, which is the only kind of feedback a person can actually act on. Specificity is not optional. Vague feedback is the same as no feedback in any register. Following up is what turns a single conversation into a real feedback loop. Receiving feedback well is its own skill. As I write and say it right every time, if giving feedback is a craft, receiving it is a superpower. The performance review should summarize what was already said throughout the year. Never introduce it for the first time. Your next step is to pick one feedback conversation you have been avoiding and apply this process to it this week. Prepare your register, write out your SBI structure, and commit to a clear close. If you want to deepen your skills around structured feedback, how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides, and how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan are the natural next reads. When you learn to deliver feedback registers with real skill and intention, you stop dreading those conversations. You start trusting them. Frequently asked questions. What does it mean to deliver feedback registers in the workplace? To deliver feedback registers means choosing a formal, standard, or casual communication style when giving feedback, based on the situation, the relationship, and the stakes involved. The register you choose shapes how feedback lands. The wrong register in the wrong moment can make even good feedback feel disrespectful or out of place. How do you choose between formal and casual feedback registers? Choose your register based on three factors: the seriousness of the issue, your relationship with the person, and the setting. Formal works for documented concerns, performance reviews, and upward feedback. Casual works for quick corrections with people you know well. Standard sits in the middle for most everyday feedback conversations. When should you use the SBI method to deliver feedback? Use the SBI method when the feedback is significant enough to require structure, specifically in formal or standard register conversations. It names the situation, the observable behavior, and the impact. It keeps feedback objective and free of personal judgment, which is exactly what high-stakes conversations require. Can you deliver feedback registers in writing as well as in person? Yes, register applies to written feedback too, including emails, performance review notes, and chat messages. A formal written register uses complete sentences, precise language, and a structured approach. A casual written register is shorter, warmer, and often conversational. Tone in writing carries the same weight it does in speech. What makes feedback too vague to be useful? Vague feedback fails because the person receiving it cannot identify what specific behavior needs to change. Phrases like "you need to be more professional" or "your attitude is the problem" give no actionable direction. Useful feedback names a specific situation, a specific behavior, and a clear impact, regardless of which register you use. How do feedback registers affect how people receive criticism? The wrong register creates resistance before the content is even heard. A formal register used with a close colleague can feel cold and punishing. A casual register used in a serious performance situation can feel dismissive. Matching your register to the relationship and the stakes lowers the listener's defenses and makes the feedback easier to absorb. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.